Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. On Monday, October 12th, the United States celebrated Columbus Day, the date of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Conventionally viewed as a cause for celebration, historians such as Norman Solomon argue that Columbus Day, in fact, disguises the cruel deeds of aggressors and colonizers. He quotes extensively from Columbus's own logbook to prove his point. Here is Columbus's initial description of the Indians. Quote, "They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want." Unquote. In 1495, during the second voyage, Indians were transported to Spain as slaves, many dying en route. Of this event, Columbus wrote, "Let us, in the name of the Holy Trinity, go on sending all the slaves that can be sold." His actions were merely a prologue, though. The Spanish followed him and eagerly took slaves and slaughtered the Indians in brutal ways, sometimes beheading Indian boys just to test the sharpness of their blades. Typically, after discovering an island and encountering a tribe of Indians new to them, the Spaniards would read aloud in Spanish what came to be called the requirement. Here is one version. "I implore you to recognize the church as a lady, and in the name of the Pope, take the king as lord of this land and obey his mandates. If you do not, I will take your women and children and make them slaves. The deaths and injuries that you will receive from here on will be your own fault and not that of His Majesty nor of the gentlemen that accompany me." For that reason, many countries in Latin America do not celebrate Columbus Day, but rather Dia de la Raza, Day of the Race, commemorating the first encounters of Europeans and Native Americans. Dia de la Raza in many countries is seen as a counter to Columbus Day and is used instead to celebrate indigenous culture. In 2002, in Venezuela, Chavez altered the name of the celebration yet again to the Dia de la Resistencia Indígena, Day of Indigenous Resistance. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.